Welcome back. This one is advanced, and it's a very drum and bass way of thinking. We're going to make fills explode into a big reverb moment, but we're not going to draw automation. No automation lanes. We're going to perform the send ride with our hands, print it as audio, and then edit the audio like a producer. The whole point is control. In drum and bass, you want the main groove to stay tight and punchy, and you want the fill to go cinematic for a second, then instantly snap back to dry. Printing the reverb as audio gives you that throw energy without smearing the drop, and it keeps your session stable and easy to arrange. Let's build this from scratch. First, set up a dedicated reverb return that's designed specifically for fills. Create a return track and rename it a fill verb. On that return, drop hybrid reverb. Make sure it's 100% wet, because it's a return track. For the algorithm, start with plate if this is mostly snare focused, because plates sit forward and feel punchy. If you want end of phrase drama, swap to hall later. Now dial in the basics. Decay time, somewhere around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. If you're at 174 BPM, a lot of the time the sweet spot is around 1.5 to 2.2. Longer can work, but only if we control it with gating or ducking. Pre-delay is crucial. Set it around 18 to 35 milliseconds. This is one of the biggest pro differences. Pre-delay lets the transient punch through before the wash arrives, so your snare doesn't turn into a soft blob. Size, medium to large, try 60 to 90. You're aiming for space, but not a fog machine. Next, add EQ 8 after the reverb. This is non-negotiable in DNB. High pass it around 180 to 300 Hz. If the tune is heavy, don't be shy. Go steeper, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. The main thing you're preventing is low-end reverb that steals headroom from the kick and bass. If it sounds boxy, gently dip 350 to 600 Hz. If it's fizzy or hashy, low pass somewhere around 10 to 14K. Darker rollers often like it even lower, like 8 to 10K. Now decide how you want the tail to behave. Option 1 is gate. This is that classic choppy, controlled tail. Put a gate after the EQ, set the threshold so it only opens on strong hits, then set release around 120 to 280 milliseconds and tune it to the groove. If it feels too clack-clack, don't force it. DNB also loves ducking. So option 2, and often the cleaner option, add a compressor or glue compressor after the EQ, turn on sidechain, and feed it from your kick and snare bus, or just the snare if you want the backbeat to stay vicious and forward. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fastish attack like 1 to 5 milliseconds, and release around 80 to 180 depending on tempo. At 174 BPM, you usually want it to recover fairly quickly. Aim for maybe 3 to 8 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. The idea is the reverb breathes around the drums instead of sitting on top of them. If you want, add a utility at the end for gain trim or width control. Keep in mind, super wide reverb can blur the snare. Sometimes 80 to 120% width is actually tighter than going huge. Cool, that's the fill verb bus. Now let's pick the fill we're going to throw. You can do a snare rush, tom roll, amen chop, ride stabs, whatever screams end of phrase. A practical setup is a 16-bar phrase, where bar 16 has a fill that accelerates 8th notes into 16ths into maybe a little 32nd note spice, and then one final snare hit that's the main throw moment. Now here's the key concept. We're going to do send rides without automation lanes. That means we're not drawing curves. We are either performing the send and printing, or we're printing the return directly while we perform. Before you record anything, do a quick calibration so your hand performance is repeatable. Park the send at minus infinity, basically off. Then find a fill max position that feels good, like around minus 6 dB on the send. Mentally split the knob travel into three zones, off, lift, and slam. Off is basically dry groove. Lift is we're building. Slam is final hit goes to space. This makes your takes consistent, and you'll get better faster. Also, a quick reminder, Ableton sends our post fader by default. So if you move the drum fader while printing, you're also changing the send level indirectly. Decide what you're doing. Either keep the fader still and only ride the send, or treat it like a full dub pass and commit to mix moves. Just don't do it accidentally. Let's print. There are two recording approaches, and I want you to understand why one is better for what we're doing. If you create an audio track called print, fill verb and set audio from to resampling, Ableton will capture the whole master output. That can be fun for quickly printing a vibe, but it's not what we want if we're trying to get reverb-only material to chop. So instead, we're going to capture the return output directly. Create a new audio track called Verb Capture. Set its audio from to a fill verb. You should be able to select the return track as the source. Set monitoring to in or set it to auto and arm the track. Either is fine. Just make sure you can record the return. Now loop the section around the fill, like bars 15 to 17. One more setup check. If your goal is zero automation written anywhere, turn off options, record automation. That way, even though you're moving the send knob, you're not creating automation lanes. You're just performing a mix move for the print. Now hit arrangement record. As it loops, keep your drum track send to a basically off during the main groove. Then as the fill starts, push the send into the lift zone. Think minus 12 to minus 6-ish. On the final hit, go into slam, maybe minus 3 up to 0 depending on how insane you want it. Then immediately pull it back down as the drop hits, so the groove is dry again. Let it roll long enough to capture the tail, then stop. Now you have a clean reverb-only recording on Verb Capture. That's your raw material. Before we edit, quick technical coach note. Sometimes, depending on your buffer and device chain, return captured audio can land a few milliseconds late. In fast DNB, a few milliseconds matters. Zoom into the first audible bit of reverb and compare it to where you expected it. If it feels late, nudge the clip earlier slightly. Tiny offsets can make the throw feel glued instead of dragging. Now edit it like a jungle producer. First, consolidate around the fill region so it's one clip. Then tighten the start with a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. So you never get clicks. Now shape the tail. This is the moment where you get to be ruthless. If the tail is stepping on the drop, fade it out so it ends exactly where you want the groove to feel dry again. And here's a really underrated trick. Sometimes end the tail early and leave a tiny gap, like a 1/16 of silence right before the downbeat. That micro silence can hit harder than any effect. Also consider turning warp off on this clip. For effect tails, warping can smear the natural decay and make it feel facey. If it's purely an FX layer and you're not trying to time stretch it rhythmically, unwarp it. Now we can get creative without automation, because it's auto. You can duplicate the printed reverb clip and reverse it to get that classic pre-drop vacuum pull, fade it in so it rises into the hit. Or, if you don't want full reverse, do a fake inhale, duplicate the tail, fade it in, and shorten the clip end so it ramps quickly into the drop. Then add a tiny fade out right at the downbeat so it doesn't overlap. You can also do rhythmic tail stutters. Slice the tail into 1/16 chunks, repeat a slice, reorder a couple pieces, consolidate, and now it's like a tense granular stutter except it's just editing and resampling. Super effective in Euro and techie rollers. And here's a pro arrangement mindset. The printed reverb tail doesn't have to be just after the fill. You can tuck the quieter late part under the first bar of the drop, especially if you're ducking it with sidechain. It can glue sections together while staying out of the way of transients. Now, optional sound design. Because it's printed, you can go harder safely. On the printed reverb track, try a saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 2 to 6 dB. It'll densify the tail and make it sound more intentional. If you want old-school grit, a tiny bit of redux, subtle, like 12-bit flavor, not full destruction. If you want stereo control, add utility. You can print one mono take at width 0%, like a pillar behind the drums, and a second wide take at 160%, like haze. Blend them. That gives you big stereo without losing mono impact. If you want it darker and heavier, low pass the printed verb around 8 to 10k, and if it screams, dip 2 to 4k slightly. If you want tension, pitch the printed tail down. In the clip settings, transpose down maybe 3 to 7 semitones, then reprint it if you want to commit. Low pitch tails can feel massive without adding sub, as long as your high-pass filtering is doing its job. One more routing coach trick for cleaner throws. Separate the throw source from the main drums. Duplicate just the fill or the snare hit onto a dedicated track called fill source. Send only that track to the fill verb, and keep the main drum group send low or off. That way the reverb layer is focused, and you're not accidentally washing the whole beat during the print. And please don't forget this. Once you print a verb tail you like, turn the original send back down. Commit to the decision. Otherwise you'll end up with double reverb, printed plus live send, and you'll wonder why the drop suddenly got cloudy. Let's finish with a quick practice drill so this becomes muscle memory. Make a 16-bar two-step at 174 BPM. Put a simple fill on bar 16. Set your fill verb like this. Hybrid reverb plate. Decay 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay 24 milliseconds. EQ 8 high pass at 220. low pass at 12k, compressor ducking from the snare for about 5 dB. Now record three different performances as reverb-only prints. One subtle, where your send peaks around minus 10. One medium, peaking around minus 6. And one aggressive, near zero, maybe with gating. Then chop each print so the tail ends in a different musical spot. One ends right on the drop. One ends an eighth after the drop for a tiny splash. One ends a full bar after for atmosphere. Choose the one that fits the vibe. Minimal rollers usually want shorter and tighter. Jungle can handle longer, textured tails, especially if you filter and distort them into a tone. Recap the workflow so it's locked in. You built a dedicated fill verb return with hybrid reverb, EQ to kill low end, and either gate or sidechain ducking to keep the groove clean. You performed send rides live without writing automation. You captured the return output to get reverb-only audio. Then you edited it. Fades, trimming, reversing, stutters, distortion, width, even pitch. And if you want the set lighter and your decisions final, you resample again and commit. That's the sound. Massive fills, tight drops, and total control exactly how drum and bass likes it. If you tell me your tempo and whether you're using clean one-shots, chopped amen, or layered neuro breaks, I can suggest a couple specific hand ride shapes that match your exact rhythm.